Hey everybody, this week we are going to talk about finding jobs in Orlando on this week's episode of Moving to Orlando. Hey folks, and welcome to the show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined this week by real estate agent Sean Falk.
Hi.
And our producer, Mr. Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome.
Before we get started, folks, if you have questions about moving to Orlando, if you'd like to speak to somebody and get more information about moving to Orlando, send an email to my buddy over here, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com. Of course, you can visit our website, movingtoorlando.com, as well. Our Facebook group, which are links to all of this in the description right down below. But the number one question, the absolute by a mile, the number one question we get asked, or that we see asked in our Facebook group in particular, about finding a job here. Now, this is not for those of you who can transfer with your existing company, right? If you're in that position, then you're all set. Mm-hmm. This is for folks who want to move here, but you know, need to find a job first. And the question, you know, the question comes, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Do I find a job after I move, or do I find one before? Can I find one if, you know, if I don't have a Florida address, will they hire me? Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a catch 22. So, you know, obviously the single biggest employer in all of Central Florida is Walt Disney World. 90,000 cast members, or about 90,000 people work in theme parks in Central Florida, the vast majority of them over at Disney World, but of course Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, all of them are employing people. However, these are not high-paying jobs. The vast majority of cast members that you're going to come across, especially on the front lines, are not living on their own. They are sharing a home, mm-hmm. They have roommates, things like that. So if that's your scenario, if you're comfortable with that, then, you know, theme parks are a good choice, you know, especially full-time. You will get health benefits. There are other perks to being a cast member. Mm-hmm. Disney will have links to all of these things in the description right below this. The Disney Careers website, there's one that is geared for park jobs, but then there is one that is geared for professional jobs within the Disney organization. Again, these jobs, especially the management jobs or the executive jobs, tend to be a lot harder to come by. Mm-hmm. But you know, you've worked.
Yeah.
You've been a frontline cast member?
I've been a frontline cast member. Absolutely hated it. I'll never do it again. I would have to be so desperate to do it. But I for people that love it, great for them. I would not do it myself and wouldn't recommend it either. So but it's a good opportunity, especially now they're about to start going up on the wages. As was previously announced, we don't know, hasn't happened yet, but I think they're supposed to be at like 15 an hour, aren't they?
They're moving to 15 an hour, 2021? I think. Yeah, I think that's when it is.
Yeah. So it is steadily going up, which would make it a lot easier. My recommendation, if you're somebody who is going to move to Disney and you want to work at Disney and that's a dream and a goal of yours, I would try to purchase a home and I would rent out the other rooms. If you're somebody that's single or if you're just a couple that's coming, that's something my brother has done in the past. He's rented out a house and, you know, he's been able to just live in it for free by renting out the other rooms to add up to the cost of the rental cost for the month. So that's a good option. And then it kind of, you get to keep more of your money. So maybe that plays into it a bit, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, your brother.
We're here for jobs.
So right. One thing I want to point out, do not overlook Universal Orlando. If what you're looking for, you know, is a theme park job, the competitiveness that has affected the development that these theme parks are doing, especially between Disney and Universal, you know, Universal comes out with Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Disney responds with Galaxy's Edge. They actually responded first with Pandora. So that same competitiveness carries over for talent. There is a very limited talent pool in Orlando for these jobs. And when Comcast got bought out, or when Universal got bought out by Comcast, Universal ended up with what I like to refer to as a rich sugar daddy, who is spending a lot of money. Now, this is anecdotal, but I have friends that are frontline cast members at Walt Disney World. I have friends who are frontline cast members at Universal. And I will tell you, almost, no pun intended, universally, my friends who work at Universal definitely seem to enjoy their jobs more.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And
everyone I've ever met that's worked at both picked Universal. I don't, you know.
And I hear it all the time. I don't think the pay scale, I think the pay scale might be a little bit better. But again, Universal's not overrun with college program. Well, right now, neither is Disney World.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think that makes a difference. So I don't want to spend all my time on all of this show on theme park jobs. But that's obviously what a lot of people go for. So. Mm-hmm. There are some things to consider with that. Now, if you're not into theme park jobs and you're not into working for Disney, there are other options. And again, links in the description below. ZipRecruiter is one of the bigger job search websites. OrlandoJobs.com is another one. Monster.com, obviously. The city of Orlando maintains, as you would imagine, a site for positions working for the city. But there are a number of employment agencies in town. One of the best regarded was a website, expertise.com, that listed the best agencies in Orlando and what they specialized in. We'll have links to that below as well.
Was Robert Half one of them?
Was Robert Half one of them? I will take a look. Let's see. AE Concepts and Grogan and Associates. I'm looking. I do not see Robert Half.
Okay. I used to work for Robert Half, and they do have an office here in Orlando. I worked at the one in Los Angeles, but they're a really good temp agency. I found a lot of great opportunities in LA. I got several jobs when I was there doing temp work, and you know, I'd just go in. Somebody's gone on maternity leave, so I got their job for about 6 months, and then I just got their job.
These aren't temp agencies. These are employment agencies. Yeah. But they, you know, they specialize, like, you know, some of them specialize in engineering, architecture, construction, others in medical.
Yeah.
If you are in the medical field, Lake Nona is like Medical City right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hospitals, research facilities. That's kind of what Lake Nona was built for.
Yeah.
It was built around medical research and medical facilities,
mm-hmm.
and the community was developed to kind of support that, which is one of the reasons it tends to skew higher in the average cost of a home
yeah.
in Lake Nona. But that's one area you want to be looking at if you're, because we see a lot of folks in the medical field, especially nurses.
Mm. But actually, Orlando Health is building a hospital right now in like the Four Corners area. Cause I passed that a couple days ago on my way back from Haines City. And, there was I noticed they were building, an Orlando Health branch there. So that should open a lot of jobs in medical too.
Yeah, the two main hospitals in Central Florida are Orlando Health, or Orlando Regional Medical Center, and Florida Hospital. Personally, Florida Hospital has it all over ORMC, in my opinion. Florida Hospital is also the hospital that runs the location in Celebration, Florida Hospital in Celebration. Mm-hmm. But so, I mean, there is a lot, and obviously aerospace, you know, again, if you're an engineering, some of those opportunities are more toward the coast. And right now, a lot of those jobs have been ramping up a lot of those jobs, especially with SpaceX. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that's become a very competitive into the privatization of space, so to speak.
Yeah.
Has really, really sparked that industry. That's mostly more out on the Space Coast, although there are some places here in Orlando. And another, you know, somebody, we posted this article on our site, movingtoorlando.com, and one of the folks in our Facebook group talked about weworkremotely.com, mm-hmm. which I wasn't even familiar with. And this is basically, you know, if you want to work from home, it almost looks like it's gig employment.
Yeah.
But that it's, you know, he recommended it very highly. So we've included that in there as well, because I got to tell you, I've been working from home for 23 years. No, never change.
Yeah. And it's nice to get to do that kind of stuff. There's also like odd job type sites like TaskRabbit is a good option for people who, if you have a skill, like if you paint or if you, one of the biggest money makers on there is building IKEA furniture. I mean, they only have a few models of IKEA furniture, and it's once you build it once, you're pretty good at it. But I mean, you usually get paid about $100 a pop per thing you construct with these IKEA furnitures, and they are pretty busy with people wanting to get things built in this area. So it's not bad for 3 or 4 hours of work to get $100.
And
so.
Again, you know, and that's the issue. You know, the folks, and I hate the term unskilled labor. I really do, but that's what it's called. You know, it's a lot tougher to find work that will sustain. Mm-hmm. You know, buying a home.
Yeah.
In Orlando, in Florida in general, if you're in that unskilled market. Now, you know, while we're called moving to Orlando, it's not specifically about buying houses, because we get a lot of requests from folks who want to rent. We do everything we can to help out. Keep in mind, we don't get paid on rentals.
Yeah.
But we genuinely do want people to experience what we experienced moving here. So our total goal is not selling houses. That's part of it. I'm not going to lie, but we want people to come and get this experience. So we can help you with rentals. If you head to our website, movingtoorlando.com, you'll see a little in the menu. You'll see something for rentals. Fill out that form. One of us will get back to you. And these are all, you know, and there are opportunities right now as we're recording this. I don't want to date the video too much, but as we're recording this in July of 2020, we're in the middle of COVID. So, of course, everything's kind of shut down. People aren't hiring. We're seeing a lot of people having challenges with that. That's just an unfortunate reality. Generally speaking, the employment situation in Orlando is quite good. Opportunities are quite good. Mainly because there are, with the theme parks in particular, I think you've got a lot of people being drawn into that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if you want to work for Disney, I think it may be a while before the college program comes back. And there's going to be an opportunity, there's going to be a gap opportunity when the parks really start being able to ramp up again. Mm-hmm. But before they bring the college program back in, I've got a couple of customers I'm working with now who are in that position,
yeah,
that were kind of waiting for that, mm-hmm. for that to happen. So, but again, this isn't by no means exhaustive of this list of, you know, where you can go look for work. But we'll have links to everything in the show notes below. Certainly, if you have some resources that have worked out well for you, please let us know so we can update our information and share it with everybody. Want everybody to try and find a job if they can.
Yeah. It sounded like you were wrapping up.
I'm getting ready to.
I had a lot to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still. I had my own thoughts about moving, getting jobs here. So, personally, I would say that if you are filling out your resume and you don't live here, I would not put my address. So I think that it's, I did used to go through a lot of people's resumes to look, and, you know, for previous jobs, and I helped a lot with that. It's a pretty much immediate, like if it's something that needs to be filled really quickly and it shows that you don't even live in the area, I would trash it. So I can only say that from my perspective, and I think that's an easy no. The best thing is just leave it off. If they do follow up and ask, and especially if you are going to be extremely upfront about it, you need to be very clear that you intend to move to the Orlando area and it's not dependent on that job. Because if your first sentence to me as the hirer is, if you hire me, like I'm planning to move there, that's too much risk. That could fall through for me. That could, you know, any of this stuff that could go wrong. Like, I'm not fooling with you. So that's just, it's very blunt, but like,
well, as
you need to keep in mind,
as an employer, I've been in that situation where, you know, if you've watched any of our Diz Unplugged shows for any length of time, you've heard me talk about this, that when I do put a call out that we have a job opening, I always say you must be living in the area. That, you know, I don't want, it's too much of a risk, as Sean mm-hmm. said, that, you know, you come, you know, you're going to uproot your family and come move here. And what if you get here and it doesn't work out?
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't, every time I've said that, right? Like, you got a job and you got to be living here. It doesn't matter. 80% of the resumes I get are from out of state. And I have a policy with that. Mm. If you can't follow that simple instruction, then you'll never be considered, even if you lived here. I wouldn't consider you for a job. So you just, I just throw it away. Mm. So,
yeah, it's very quick to do that. And
let me just say this before the emails start coming in. No, I'm not hiring. Okay. I'm not hiring. The Diz isn't hiring. Dreams isn't hiring. Right now, we are working very hard to keep everybody we currently have employed. Yep. So, no.
Yeah. And it's, definitely, I would not go up front about it, but if you are, you just really, really have to enforce that regardless of whether you got the job or not, you have intentions of moving, and I would list, this is when I'm moving. I'm making the move September 1st or whatever it is, and you know, that's the date that you're saying, so at least you're still up for consideration in that if that's really important to you. And I personally have never gotten a job through like Indeed or Monster or any of that stuff. Not saying you can't, because I'm not in a lot of fields or didn't have as much experience when I was trying to get stuff. I've had so much more luck with figuring out 4 or 5 companies that I really want to work for because I like them or I've researched them and that's where I want to be. And I go directly to that company's website. A lot of the times they only will post internally or just on their website and not expand out to Monster or Indeed, because they really just want to find people who are either already in the company or recommendations from people. And even if a job's not available and if you're in a spot to do that and you just want to get your foot in the door with a specific company or a specific field and you're just starting out, I would message the company and I would just directly say, hey, like, this is why I want to work for your company. I feel very impassioned about this. And there's not people who do that. Like, you know, when you just have a pile of resumes just sitting there.
Yeah, there is.
There's nothing personal.
I get them every week.
Well, yeah, for this. But I'm just saying if it's like a, you know, you want to make sure that, hey, if I could even just get my foot in the door, it's so easy to then get promoted from within. And I've always had much better luck directly reaching out and just saying like, hey, you're a company I want to work for. This is why. And this is, you know, I feel very strongly about this. And this is what I have to offer you. And it's used to be very frustrating when I would get resumes from people and or the cover letter or whatever. And their first thing was like, oh, this opportunity would mean so much to me, or this would change my life, or this would do this. And it's no offense to you, but like, I don't know you. And I need to know what you're going to do for me. Like, the company wants to know what benefit you have to them. And so when you're filling out your resume and you have, I think the average is 6 seconds from what I've read, that's how long you have to make an impression of some kind when that resume is sitting in front of somebody. And if the first thing you have up there, and that's your prime real estate right at the top, and the first stuff you have is like, oh, some sob story about your life or some, and there are people who do it. And
I know.
Yeah. And it's this thing like, I feel bad for you. That's fine. But like, you know, I need to know what you're going to do for me, and you're not respecting my time, because there's hundreds and hundreds of people to go through, and it gets frustrating. And so my recommendation, if you're filling out your resume, I would very quickly put at the top, you know, whatever, like accounting. This is the job title that you've, as you know, once you're past your name and stuff, I'd put like accounting, and I would do a few bullet points of things you have, you know, Microsoft Excel, whatever, but you know, this certified CPA, whatever. 'Cause it's like that 6 second mark that you have as somebody's flipping through to see, hey, yes, put them in contention. And for a lot of bigger companies, if you're not like with Pete, he's the one going through the stuff because this is a much smaller company. Bigger companies, they may have some just arbitrary person through HR or whatever that's hiring, and they don't even know what your position is. If you're applying to be like an engineer and they're not an engineer, the words on there don't mean anything to them. They have a set list from the job description of like, these are the bullet points you're looking for. And if those words aren't on this paper, throw it out, because they're not going to work. And really looking at what the job description says and kind of reworking that into your statements is a huge plus. And a lot of times they literally just pump these things into a machine that goes through and looks at, and scans it to see what words are in it. And a human never even contact with your paper. And personally, I've had good luck with typing the job description in white, and then printing it out so that when it goes through that machine, it flags it like 100% because it matched so well to the job description, but not to the naked eye, because it's written in white. That, you know, when you can switch the colors on the resume, like of what words you're typing. I will have a little section in there where I'll type in white keywords that will make that computer kind of trigger me and make sure that I'm a top candidate. Because it may only pull 6 or 7 people, and somebody just stuffed 100 resumes in there. So there's a lot. I have a lot more, but I know we're getting on time. Getting pressed on time.
Go ahead. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's there's just like there's a lot to look into as far as being in a job hunt, but I just think so much of it comes down to putting yourself in the position of the person or the machine that is reading that resume. And you could be the most qualified, perfect person in the world, and if you don't word this properly, or if you don't present yourself right, or even if the timing doesn't work out, it's just not gonna work. Like, it's, you weren't in the right place at the right time, and you didn't do everything you could to make sure you were viewed the best way.
Well, I see this in, you know, in the Facebook group a lot, and I can tell you from my own experience, something Sean said about, you know, getting really personal in these cover letters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very compassionate and very empathetic, especially, you know, with, I understand my audience, right? Mm-hmm. With the, you know, on the Disney side of things, I really do understand my audience, and I know how much it matters. But when I'm reading, you know, when I get some of these resumes in, I say to myself, I'm not running a halfway house.
Yeah.
You know, what skill set do you offer, mm-hmm, that I think is going to fit into the culture of my company? I care about whether you can, you know, if I'm hiring a producer, for example, I care that you have some background and experience in doing, you know, filming or audio or whatever, but that's very easy to find. What's hard to find is who's going to fit into the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to know that you're going to be able to retain that person. You want to know that that person's going to be happy here. And you want to know that that person's going to work well with the other people you have.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you understand the company's culture and can express how you would fit into that culture, because that's what you bring, right? That's what you bring to a company, not just your technical skills or your technical abilities, whatever they may be, but it's also your ability to, you know, incorporate into that culture. and be a constructive part of that company. And, you know, it's, we see a lot of people that say, oh, I've sent out multiple resumes and I'm not getting any response back. Maybe it's time to look at your resume.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, as Sean's pointing out some things here, maybe it's time to run it through a resume service. Start getting some feedback and some tips on, you know, it might not be that the jobs aren't there. It just might be that your resume sucks.
Yeah. And even if you have to pay somebody to do it, you can go on sites like Fiverr or whatever, and people will literally like review your resume. There's people who professionally do this, and they look and see what recruiters and people are looking for. And it might be worth it to do it if it's a job that really means a lot to you and you really, really want to get that job and make sure you're staying on top of it. But it's, yeah, it's just, it's very important to sell yourself, and you only have a few seconds to do it. And I think we're used to that because YouTube is that way. I mean, like, somebody opens it and they're like, no, I don't want to watch this. And you really have to think of it that same way of, you know, you're scrolling through Facebook, and think of your resume as that, like someone's scrolling through. And when you're flipping through all these pages, you're only going to give the things a time of day that either matches your needs and wants or really catches your eye in some way. And that's kind of what it's going to be. And if you're on Facebook scrolling and somebody posts this big, long message, you're probably not going to read it. Or if you do, you'll read like the first two sentences and then just be like, okay, I'm out. Like, I give up. And that's the same thing the people reading resumes are thinking. They have a lot to do, and they have a other things on their plate besides just sitting and reading your resume and reaching out to you. So, and they also have a boss that they got to report back to and say, hey, this person I hired, like, did you hire them because they were good, or did you hire them because they had the saddest story, or they wanted it really badly, or whatever? You know, it just, that passion doesn't come across on paper as well as you're thinking in your head when you're typing it.
I think remembering that, in going for a job, it's not about you. It's about your about the employer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all that matters to them. So I thought that's a really good point.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but like I said, if you have any suggestions, any resources that have worked for you, please mention them in the comments down below. And that'll do it for our episode for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the Moving to Orlando Show. Have a great week, folks.